Chapter 1, Prologue. Oliver Hembridge Carson had completed a very busy week. One court case had thankfully been adjourned due to new evidence presented to the CPS, the Crown Prosecution Service. That necessitated a welcome stay in the proceedings. Two preparatory meetings with appointed King's Counsel barristers for upcoming cases had been completed before Wednesday. That was all regular. Meetings with one particular client were not. Publicly and officially, the man was on bail pending trial. Assistant Commissioner Sebastian Patton of the Metropolitan Police was not a usual case. He had been charged with malfeasance in a public office. There were multiple other probable charges pending, including a potential conspiracy to murder indictment. Not released to the general public but still official, Oliver was helping the corrupt officer get a deal in return for providing evidence against others. Oliver was well aware of his client's guilt and corruption. The confessions had been necessary. Oliver was tasked with getting the best deal he could, not helped by the lack of evidential material needed for the police to arrest others. Most of what Patton had provided was little more than hearsay, or his version of meetings. They needed more records and evidence. They had financial transactions from unnamed foreign accounts. They only demonstrated Patton's guilt of bribery, not who had bribed him and what he had said in return. Numerous names were provided, claimed meetings. Hard evidence was what the police wanted. Patton was reluctant to tell everything until he had a deal. The man was on bail but not in a remand prison, despite the seriousness of the charges and his seniority. He was in a voluntary but different form of non-custodial accommodation. He was residing in a safe house located outside of London in Canterbury, Kent. There he continued to cooperate with the authorities he had once worked for and against. Oliver's trips were to ensure that statements taken were legal and allowed the process to continue. It was not the first time Oliver had been involved with a cooperating witness, hoping to trade leniency for information, although the suspect was the most senior person he had dealt with. Oliver had also received a carefully worded briefing to discuss his own safety and well-being, and any precautions he should take. He thought it was ridiculous, but had to admit to the briefer that he had no experience of Colombian or Mexican cartel actions. He had some exposure to organised crime in the UK, as his practice had retainers from several clients, but not this particular group. Normally, Oliver would be asked to attend the interviews of lower-level drug runners, or those accused of violent assault. Oliver's clients occasionally faced more serious charges. On a few occasions, the clients were senior, higher-profile people accused of committing criminality. Consequently, he had excellent relations with the media, police, and those clients. These efforts resulted in his receiving well-rewarded work and engaging in rational discussions with the CPS and the police regarding the actual charges. In his current case, he engaged in discussions with judges and the CPS to reach a consensus on the holding conditions. Oliver had never been threatened. He was doing his job. He prided himself that he did it well, regardless of whether he liked his clients. A woman, Isabella Flores, believed to be the primary link to the cartel, had fled the country. No actual evidence had been provided except her alleged verbal messages to and from the cartel. She may have negotiated payments and passed on the information Patton should not have disclosed. Patton also alleged he had seen drugs at her apartment, but nothing was found. From what Oliver understood, she was a link and occasional courier of money and drugs, but there was nothing definite.